Even her. Deep exhale. And then glide to hands and knees. And just settle into cat-cow. Lengthen on an inhale. Round on the exhale. I'm just audio recording this class, by the way. So it's just, if it turns out good, it goes on a podcast and you can take it for free when you're on travel. Lengthen on an inhale. Round on the exhale. One more big inhale, and then downward facing dog. Of course, I'm smiling because the reason I decided to record it is this morning I taught such a cool, breathful sequence. I'm like, I should record that sequence. And as I put my microphone on, I'm realizing I have no idea how the sequence went. I'm hoping that the moment will take me there. Sorry. Right, so sometimes you just get lost in that present moment of enjoying the breath, enjoying the motion. And that's really ideally what yoga is. Bend one knee, bend the other knee, and just notice what you're feeling. What sensations do you create in the body? Can you hang the head? Can you deepen the breath? And inhale the right leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Circle out your ankle. Inhale, straighten the leg. Knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend. Knee to nose, exhale, inhale, extend, and then step the right foot through, draw the chest forward, so you're in runner's lunge, lengthening, and then straighten the front knee to your ability as you stretch out the hamstring, inhale, shift forward, and straighten and bow. Inhale, shift forward, and straighten and bow. Inhale, shift forward, release the left knee down, sweep your arms up, gather some length. And then grab a hold of your left wrist with the right hand. Inhale up, and then lean a little bit over towards the hallway, creating that juicy stretch. If you take a deeper breath, you should be able to feel that stretch a little more. And then bring the torso back to center. Switch the grip over to the other hand. Anchor down. Inhale, lengthen. Then go to the other side. And then come back up. Son of a gun, the delivery guy came now. Of course it did. And then go into plank pose. Hold plank. That's all right. Hey, Sandy, come back for a sec. Hold plank while Sandy's running away from me. Big breath in. And big breath out. And then shift forward, lower all the way down. Point your foot, low cobra, inhale. Exhale, back down. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back down. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale back down and then come to hands and knees and downward facing dog. Big breath in, big breath out. Inhale the left leg up, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee, circle out the ankle, breath is steady. And then inhale, straighten the leg, knee to nose. Inhale, extend, knee to nose. Inhale, extend, step it through. Right knee goes down, inhale, reach up. And then grab a hold of the right wrist with the left hand. Inhale, lengthen, and then lean over to the left. Get a good juicy stretch. And then come back to center, switch the grip. Reach over to the other side. And then come back to center. And plank pose. Hold it here. Chaturanga or lower all the way. Cobra or up dog. And downward facing dog. It's that truck. I recognize it. Big breath in.
Not the closet, but in the corner. And then I'll give you a check. I'll put it in the front. Okay. I'll deal with that later.
Slowly walk your feet to the top of the mat. And then separate the feet hip distance apart. Interlace the fingers behind the low back. And just a little bit relax here for a second. Releasing the energy. Steady breath. Reach up and hands to heart. Inhale. Lengthen and reach. Bow forward. Exhale. Halfway lift. Inhale. Right foot back. Right knee down. Inhale. Reach the arms up. Exhale. Downward facing dog. Inhale. Forward to plank. And then chaturanga or lower all the way down. Cobra or upward dog. Downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg up. Step it through, left knee goes down. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, lengthen. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Left foot back, left knee down. Inhale, reach the arms up. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Left leg up, inhale. Step it through, right knee goes down. Inhale, reach up. And feet together, forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold. Inhale, rise all the way up. And then bringing hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward. Halfway lift. Plank pose. Take one more breath. Chaturanga. Upward dog. And downward dog. Ha.
Big breath in
and big breath out. So one of the pillars of mindfulness and yoga teaching is making friends with imperfection. I'm just smiling. Life kind of provides those opportunities. Okay. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float. Halfway lift and fold. Inhale, rise all the way up. And then bend the elbows, let it go. Ha. Inhale, lengthen. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift. Inhale. Chaturanga. Exhale. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Big breath in. And big breath out.
Big breath in.
And big breath out. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, bend the elbows, let it go. Ha. Inhale, reach, chair pose, breathing. And just feeling what's going on, but not trying to be perfect about it.
Many years ago, I was in India with my friend. His family got a new car, and everybody went down and keyed it. It was a big celebration. I was celebrating getting a new car. The idea is that you don't get too attached to having something new and shiny and perfect. So you might as well make it right away imperfect. If you never drove to in Delhi, then you have no idea why you would do that. You're going to have a scratch on it in about 2 minutes. So it was an interesting kind of demonstration of like, oh, it's just imperfect. Just embrace it. Embrace it for what it is. Okay. Take a deep breath in. And bow forward. Ha. Halfway lift. And chaturanga. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Right leg up. Inhale. Step it through, warrior one, you root, and then inhale to rise. Warrior two, open, exhale. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, left leg up. Step it through, warrior one, inhale, reach up. Warrior two, exhale. Reverse the warrior, exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, and downward dog. But it turns out all cultures have something that cultivates imperfection. I love the Japanese art of Ikebana, this flower arrangement that's centered around beauty of asymmetry. And they call the beauty of imperfection wabi-sabi, which is just the best thing ever, right? Wabi-sabi. Big breath in. And out. Inhale and exhale. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Come to chair pose. And then, seating and staying chair, just press the energy back as you exhale. Ha, sweep the arms back. Inhale, reaching up for the energy. Exhale, sweep it back. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sweep. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sweep. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sweep. Inhale, reach. Bow forward. Exhale. Halfway lift. Inhale. Chaturanga. Exhale. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Right leg up. Inhale. And then rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. Ha. Inhale. Straighten the leg. Exhale. Step it through. Root. And then inhale. Warrior one. Warrior two. Exhale. Reverse the warrior and chaturanga. Exhale. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Left leg up. Inhale. Rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Step it through, warrior one. Inhale, rise up. Warrior two, exhale. Reverse the warrior. Inhale, chaturanga. Exhale. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top, halfway lift, forward fold, inhale, rise up, reach up, and then let it go, ha, inhale, reach, chair pose, and in your chair pose, take the arms out to a cactus position, a little bit lift the chest higher up, and notice has a tendency to kind of create a little back bend. So let's formulate against that. Sit a little lower, tuck the tailbone and squeeze the legs really powerfully so you're not letting that back bend win. Okay? You're gonna take a big inhale here, stay in chair, and then exhale, come into a cat spine, round, 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 then press the forearms together. On an inhale, you're gonna open, maybe even take a gaze up, and then exhale, round, then press the forearms together. Inhale, open. Exhale, press and round. Inhale, open. Exhale, use the breath. Inhale to open. Exhale to close. Inhale to open. Exhale to close. Inhale to open. Exhale to close. Inhale, open. Exhale, close. Inhale, and then bow forward. Exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga. Exhale. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Inhale, right leg up. Rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. Ha. Inhale, straighten the leg. Knee to nose. Exhale. Inhale, extend. Right knee, right elbow. Ha. Inhale, extend. Right knee, left elbow. And then left arm comes up. Inhale, open to a side plank. Exhale, close the left hand back. And next inhale, takes right leg back up. Exhale, steps the foot through. Warrior one, inhale, rise up. And warrior two, open. Inhale, reverse the warrior. And then exhale, come to a one-legged plank. Right leg stays up. Okay. It's all right if you're a little lost. Don't worry about it, right? It's not about perfection. Wubby subby. Look at me. I was waiting for the water delivery truck all day long, and I knew it would come right last minute in class. Why not? If it can, it will. Most important thing is you don't try to make it bad. Okay, so you can stay here cultivating your breath. Or some of you, can you keep the right leg up and tap the left knee down without changing the position of the hips? And then can you straighten the leg and lift the knee back up? And can you do that twice more? And then notice if the whole thing is wobbling all over the place. That's okay. You can just say wabi sabi. But try to keep it level, the best of your ability. And we're going to rendezvous in plank pose. The right leg stays up. Squeeze the inner thighs together. If you're clenching your jaw, just stick out your tongue. And then come back to three-legged dog. Rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. Ha. Inhale, straighten the leg, and then step it through crescent lunge. On an inhale, sweep your arms up, get the legs strong, and then exhale, sweep the arms back. Let's interlace the fingers and draw the chest up, 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 up. And then bow forward with the interlace. Inhale, come up, keep the bind, just take the gaze up. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale up. Exhale, bow forward. And now inhale just halfway up and free up the arms. Shift the weight forward, coming to airplane. And that may be multiple steps. Maybe multiple steps. Maybe you just walk somewhere and come into an airplane. Now take your hands, if your left hip is significantly higher, anchor it down. Breathe. How slowly can you come into a really burning, awesome chair pose? So you're going to bend both knees, squeeze them together, sweep your arms up, sit the tush lower, squeeze the inner thighs even more, and then try to smile a little bit. If it didn't go as slow as you thought, just, you know, wabi sabi. Lift the right leg up and take the right ankle across, hands to heart, sit into a one-legged chair. And see if you can take the exhale all the way down, sitting, sitting, sitting as low as you can. And we're gonna do our darnest. It's okay if it's not perfect. Inhale, come up, reach your arms up and extend the right leg forward, right? You're kind of kicking a ball. And then exhale, sweep back to airplane. Inhale, come back to the previous pose. So the arms reach up and you kick the leg forward. On the exhale, ankle goes across, hands to the heart, and you sit as slow and as low as you can. It's intense, so fall out of the pose is totally normal, right? Inhale, come up, reach the arms up, kick the leg forward. Exhale, glide back to airplane. It's all right if you fall, makes you normal. Come back up to standing. Inhale, reach the arms up, kick the leg forward. One-legged chair, and at this point, maybe you're grateful for a left foot. It's really good to know I got a left foot. Really amazing. Inhale, come up, reach up, extend the leg forward. Let's go back for one more airplane. See if you can kind of relax your mind about what's happening. Just breathing. And then take your hands down, standing splits. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Can that be a ha moment, maybe? Inhale, straighten the leg. Root the hands down, switch the standing leg. So that could be a jump, a handstand, or just put 2 feet down, lift the other one up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Ha. Inhale, straighten the leg, and then runner's lunge. Take a moment to get into that ideal runner's lunge with the front knee 90 degrees. Anchor down the left hand, right arm reaches up, and then breathe here. And now continuing pivoting the back heel. So your pivot to the outer edge of the back foot, coming to an IT bend stretch. Pivot all 10 toes over towards the hallway. And if your shoulder doesn't like it, then just hold the pose. Otherwise, just kind of, you know, sweep it back and forth. Sweep it back and forth. Again, if you're a little lost, that's just the nature of the beast. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just see, you can see the beauty in it. And then you come back to runner's lunge. Pause for a second. And then let's go over to Skandasana to the left. So pivot low and reach into the Skandasana. It's almost relaxing after what you've been through, right? Almost, maybe not all the way. Breathing. And then come back to runner's lunge, pivot to the front. Frame your foot with the two hands. Find a sturdy place. And now lift the chest a little higher so your belly no longer rests on your thighs and your fingertips are going to hover. Okay. Can you pull the right hip back? Just a little bit, just a little bit. If it's all right with your low back, reach your arms forward like a beach ball. Exhale, we'll take the arms back and straighten the front knee, bow forward. And on the inhale, you come back. And now this is a really wobbly sucker. So you're just going to, you know, engage your sense of humor. If you're not stable at all, you need a shorter stand. And you're moving with your own breath. And don't worry if you ever kick the teacher, it's always the teacher's fault. I mean, breathing. So, can you notice what's holding you here, what's anchoring you down? And then next time you go back towards the runner's lunge, send the hands down. All good stuff. Pivot the back heel down. Even better stuff. And then with your legs, come on up. Warrior one. I know you were going to go warrior two, weren't you? Warrior one. I'm going to try to twist our warrior one. Okay. So to protect your back knee, you might want to pivot the back toes all the way forward. Okay. And then let's release the right arm down and you can hold onto your right hip and just pull it back. And with the left arm, you're reaching up. So you're really squeezing the left thigh as your left arm is reaching up. You're finding out this beautiful extension. And then make a fist with the left hand. Take it across. If you can't take the elbow to the knee, then take your forearm to the knee. So the twist doesn't need to be super deep. And then the right hand goes onto the left fist and anchor and twist a little bit more. Okay? Breathing. I'll help you out in a second. I'll get right here. So you lift up and up. So you're not collapsing down. You're really, really driving the chest away from the knee. And if it's all right with you, you could reach the right arm up, maybe follow it up with the gaze. And now can you take your left hand to your heart? And now come to warrior two.
Nicely pivot open.
Breathing. Reverse the warrior. Inhale. Side angle. Exhale. Inhale. Reverse the warrior. Exhale. Side angle. Inhale. Reverse. And then come to plank pose. And side plank, right arm up. Breathing steady. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. One more deep inhale. Deep exhale. And come back to plank pose. Breathe. Can you stay in plank? Bend your knees and hover the knees a millimeter off the floor. It's a question, not a demand, right? So I phrased it as a question. I meant it as a question. Can you lift out of your shoulders, squeeze the inner thighs, and be here for one more breath. And then put the knees down. Yeah. Here, press back to child's pose just for a second so you get a little ease. Okay. One more breath here. And then glide on forward to hands and knees. And in your hands and knees, make sure that your hips will always stay on top of your knees. So you're basically, most of your body weight is going to be on your femur bone, on your thigh bones, okay? And this is a stretch that I borrowed from PT, physical therapy, and I think it's safer than the yoga version, which is Anahata Asana. So you're going to walk the set the elbows down and walk the elbows forward. The elbows are gonna be a little bit ahead of your shoulder joint, okay? And then you're either going to take a block between your hands, ideally, or a water bottle. If you have neither, just press your fingers together to create a little distance between your hands. And so you're going to press the chest down towards the floor. The elbows have to be front a little more, front a little more. And now peel the hands off the floor and bring them so that when you look at your forearms, they're 45 degrees from the floor. And if you're feeling nothing, it's because the elbows are too close. You then have to wiggle the elbows more forward so you can release the chest down, right? But you're not dumping into the shoulder, because that's what Anahata Asana does, I think, when we are not quite flexible enough to do the pose appropriately. So you notice you have to kind of grip with the shoulder muscles to hold you here. But can you breathe a little deeper? So when you're moving the diaphragmic muscles, you're expanding the rib cage and you're getting into those pesky little muscles right underneath your armpit. If you ever gotten a massage and wanted to punch your massage therapist for that area, it happens really. Happened to me the other day, and I remember this groovy stretch. So big breath in and big breath out. And now see if you can engage the Mula Bandha while you're doing this. So imagine you got tennis ball between your thighs. Squeeze it, and on your exhale, kind of suction cup the belly button in. So while you're expanding the chest, you're narrowing the waist. And if none of this makes sense, don't worry. Most of what my yoga teacher said 20 years ago when I started yoga made no sense till 10 years ago. Right? So that's just how it goes. Big breath in and big breath out. One more big breath in. Big breath out. And now you glide towards your elbows because that's safer for your shoulder. Press back to hands and knees and then to downward facing dog. Big inhale and big exhale. Big inhale and big exhale. Inhale the left leg up, Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg, knee to nose. Exhale. Inhale it up. Left knee, left elbow. Inhale it up. Left knee, right elbow. Right arm comes up. Big inhale as you open it up. Exhale, takes the hand back down. Inhale, takes the left leg up. Step the left foot through, warrior one. Inhale. Warrior two, exhale. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, one-legged plank. So choose your intensity, not poison, medicine. So you come in a plank pose, the left leg stays up. I can tell that some of you guys are preoccupied with the past, whatever happened today, okay? And I can tell it because the grooming and the looking all over the place happens and reflects the mind. So in case you identify with that idea, really count your breath. So big inhale here. Big exhale. Can you shift the focus so it's nothing but the breath remains? And if you're preoccupied with the past still, then choose to do the physically harder thing, which is tap the right knee down and lift it back up. Even if it's almost impossible, just try it. So the physicality of the posture makes the mind focus. Can you focus on what it is right now? Right? The pose is not relevant. The mind through the pose is relevant. And then let's press it back to a three-legged dog. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Ha. Inhale, straighten the leg. Step it through crescent lunge, rise on high. So find a nice steady lunge. Interlace the fingers the unhabitual way behind the low back. Draw the chest up. And then bow forward, keep the inner legs. And then ride your breath. On an inhale, you come up. On the exhale, you bow forward. If the whole thing is wobbly, put the back knee down. Feel the breath. Then is the inhale. Then is the exhale. So next time we bow, stay there. And then lift the torso just halfway up. Separate the hands like holding a beach ball behind you now. Mm-hmm. And then come forward to airplane. So that could be multiple steps. And a little bit lift the chest up because that will protect your low back, right? Really stern and strong through the low back. Very slowly into that chair. Can you resist the temptation to go into something easier by making this not one-legged, just the two-legged, which is going regular, good old-fashioned, boring chair, both feet on the floor, sit way down, breathing. And then lift the left leg up. Now take that left foot into one-legged chair. Hands to heart, and then sit as low as your tush muscles allow, whatever the height is. It's irrelevant. The height is irrelevant. Sensation is important. And then inhale, reach up, extend the leg forward, and then sweep the leg back, airplane. Fall out, no big deal. Fall out, no big deal. And come back. Kick the ball in front of you. Reach the arms up. Hands to heart. One-legged chair. Sit as low as you can. Inhale, lengthen, reach. Kick the ball in front of you. Exhale, airplane. Have gratitude for the foot. And then come back up one more one-legged chair. So you kick forward, reach up, and then hands to prayer, sit on down. noticed that the only time I really acknowledge things that are habitual is when they start causing a little bit of sensation. Inhale, come up, reach up. One more time to airplane. Maybe the whole world fell apart. That's okay, still got your breath. And then you get to relax in standing splits, which might be an oxymoron, but you go for it anyway. And then rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Anchor your hands, switch the standing leg. And then rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee on this side as well. Inhale, straighten the leg and step it back, runner's lunge. So take your time. You don't have to get there at the same time as your neighbor. Draw the chest forward and straighten and bow. And draw the chest forward and straighten and bow. Draw the chest forward, and then right hand stays down, left arm reaches up, twisted crescent lunge. Pull back the left hip. Good. And then pivot towards the blind windows, right into your IT bend stretch. It takes a little bit while to figure that one out, so if you're lost, that's okay. And then you dance or you don't dance. If what's happening is troubling your mind, close your eyes and the trouble goes away. It doesn't matter. We have no mirrors. We don't care. In a good sense of not caring, right? We care for you. We don't care about your ability. And you sweep back. And then inhale, come back. Runner's lunge, pause. Make sense out of your body and the universe. And then let's pivot Skandasana to the right. So I know it's an unusual structure. That's okay. It gets you out of habituation. And I'm hoping that means it gets you into the present moment. Take one more breath into it. One more breath into it. And then back to runner's lunge, facing the front, frame the foot. Maybe you need a shorter stand, right? So stability is always easier with a shorter stand. Hover the fingertips because the chest lifts higher. And because the chest lifts higher, you can squeeze the shoulder blades more, right? And that allows you to have a long spine. Extend the arms forward if it's okay with your low back. And then exhale, sweep the arms back, straighten the front knee. You have to grip with the front foot. And then inhale, reach forward, bend the front knee. Exhale, sweep it back. And you know, practice imperfection. Wabi sabi. Just laugh it off. All we ever can do is the best we can. And nothing is perfect. We all have good days and bad days. And then set both hands down. Pause a little bit. Anchor the back, heel down. Really squeeze your legs. Like you know you got legs and you're gonna lift up to warrior one from the power of your legs. And then release the left arm down. Right arm reaches up. Take the left hand to the left hip and pull it back. Right, if you're feeling a little bit of pain or discomfort in the back knee, just pivot the back foot more towards the front. Inhale and reach up a little more with the right hand. So you're really lengthening that whole right side. Make a fist with the right hand and then bend the elbow and take the right elbow to the left knee. If the elbow doesn't want to go all the way across, use the forearm. And then take the left hand on top of the fist and press the chest up and away from here. Let the foot, the back foot, drive the anchoring. And the inhale drives the chest a little more forward. And then reach the left arm up, breathing.
Maybe not. Maybe you decline that offer. Maybe you take that lower hand to your heart, but you can decline that offer as well. And then warrior two, maybe you take both hands down before you go there.
Breathing. Inhale, reverse the warrior. And then dance your warrior side angle. Inhale, reverse. Exhale, side angle. Inhale, reverse. Exhale, side angle. Inhale, reverse. Exhale, plank, and then side plank, left arm up. Remember, you can put the right knee down. You have nothing to prove. Absolutely nothing to prove. Are you still breathing? And then come to plank pose. And then release the forearm plank. Because, you know, you don't have to be on the wrist then. Breathing. Steady breath. Look a little bit forward because it gets your shoulder in a happier position. You're lifting up and up. Breathing steady. Oh man, one more breath. Give me a lion. Ha! Now hold for one more breath. Now you can release to the belly. Ha! Sweep your arms back, interlace the fingers behind the low back, zip up, come up, locust. And now straighten your elbows because that's going to really relax the shoulder and the chest area. And I'm pretty sure you're grateful for that. And then notice that the extension and the lift of the locust comes from the strength of your legs and your core. You're not really shoving up with the upper body. You're squeezing the legs, and that's how it's happening. And then slowly release down and relax for a second. Steady breath. Okay, let's try something. Remember, it's an all-level class, so if this is your first yoga class, would you please give yourself a little grace, okay? Come and press yourself up like you're at the beach reading, okay? So your forearm is on the floor. There you go. And it's going to be a variety. It's the same kind of shoulder, deep shoulder opener. Right? The shoulder only opens because the muscles around the chest, the back, and the armpit start to lengthen. So let's see if we can walk the elbows forward. But now, can you touch the elbows and have the palms touch? Right? And you want to be able to be at the place where if you press the elbows down into the floor, you can still lift the shoulders up, like have this ability, right? So you're not collapsed in your shoulder joint. Now, lift the forearm to 45 degrees, right? Okay. You guys might need to get the elbows a little more forward. So you actually experience a stretch. You want to experience a stretch here. Okay. Zip up your legs. Okay. Take a couple of inhales and exhales. So you're relaxed here, kind of. Now on an inhale, your mind is going to go zipping up the legs. And the power in the legs are going to stay. Keep sending the breath. Now the power is going to lengthen the torso. And you're going to come to a locust variety. Lift the legs and the elbow off from the floor. But you're not lifting the elbow up because you're lifting the shoulder. You're not going to get anywhere with that. You're lifting the elbow up because you inhale so much that the chest and the whole torso expands and lifts it up. Right? That's a wicked hard pose. It's way harder than handstand. That's why I said, give yourself grace. And then slowly release down. Make a pillow with your hands and forget it. Right? How soon can you forget it? Let it be. Big breath in. And big breath out. Big breath in. And big breath out. to child's pose. Breathe into your low back. Steady breath. Steady breath. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. And then downward facing dog. Inhale the right leg up. Rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Step it through warrior one. And warrior two. Reverse the warrior. Straighten the front knee. Squeeze through your thighs. Come into a high triangle. So by that I mean you're gonna come to just the fingertips either on the top of your thigh or at the very top of the shin. But if your fingertips turn yellow, that means you're putting too much weight on it. Right, so it's high, it's all about extension. Can you pull the upper shoulder blade down? Squeeze your thighs. And now with your upper hand, press back the back wall. Flex the palm back. And see if you can release the head down. Oh, breathing. And you can fish around, right? It's all about an experience. It's not about the pose. So where do you find the experience within the possibilities of all that out there? It's going to look a little different for all of us. And then inhale, come up to starfish. Hands to heart, bow forward. If you want to invert, that's your business. You could take the hands to the ankles and get a little deeper stretch. Breathing. Deep inhale. And exhale. And then let's put the feet down if you have the feet lifted. And let's pivot forward, runner's lunge. Come on into your pigeon. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. And if you're in half pigeon, press your torso up. Just come to the fingertips a little bit. Come, engage the hips and draw up so you get a deeper stretch for the hip flexor. And it's all about getting the chest lifted. So the origin of the muscle is going to lengthen up just a little more. And then allow yourself to fall onto the right butt cheek and come to face this wall. Gonna release to a Janushirshasana. So that's a fancy name for getting the left leg straight and the right foot is gonna come into it, right? Sits bones are on the floor. And try to get the left leg so it's kind of 45 degrees out. Feel the kind of bony parts of your butt and don't let either one of the bony parts lift, okay? You're going to use the lower arm. This is really hard to teach, Sunny. What is that? Left arm reaches underneath you and push away so you don't let the torso collapse down.
And then with the right hand, reach across. So the goal of the pose is to stretch the side body. The goal is not to have the hand touch the toe, right? So if you're tempted to bow forward and collapse the chest, then see if you can use that lower arm to keep peeling the chest open. And then you can fish around in the direction of the upper arm, maybe palms turned down, maybe you pivot it a little bit or spiral it a little bit. But where do you have that stretch? Breathing. And then use your leg muscles, peel the torso back up, and that pivot the torso to face the straight shin, and you're gonna extend bowing front of towards it, okay? Breathing. Really squeeze your quads, spread the toes, and if your mind is elsewhere, count your breath length. Literally go inhale, 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 exhale, exhale, exhale. So tapas, discipline. And it's all about wabi-sabi. So we're not perfect, because one of the biggest troubles meditators run into is they try to perfect meditation and then they never meditate because it's never perfect. But it's just noticing when we're drifting and then gently bringing it back. Gently. And yoga is meditation in motion. Big breath comes in. Big breath goes out. Big breath comes in. Big breath goes out. One more time. Big inhale. And exhale. And then pivot to take pigeon facing the back of the room. Don't worry, I know things are, I'm working slightly backwards asymmetrically, but I'll get to all of it. And you're just conveniently located for that direction. And then breathing in, breathing out. Big inhale. Big exhale. Big inhale, big exhale. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, if you're in half pigeon, peel the torso up in order to feel a deeper stretch through the right hip flexor and psoas. If you're not collapsing the low back, you're stretching the belly. Really going up, 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 feeling and enjoying that stretch. And then we're going to pivot back towards the blind windows again. Take Janushirshasana. So it's the side stretch first. And now it's the right hand that's the anchoring arm so that it doesn't allow you to drop forward. And the left arm reaches up and across. Okay. And breathe. A few of you are kind of stuck up here. If you identify as not being able to reach far, can you release the lower, the upper arm, sweep it front of your body, and see if you can get further ahead by going this way. Yeah, and then try to still rotate open, rotate open, rotate open. There we go. Just the funkiness of the shoulder, that's all. Big breath in. Big breath out. Big breath in. Big breath out. Use your leg muscles, bring your torso upright, pivot the chest to face the shin. So yeah, you might even lift up the tush a little bit and kind of reposition the tush. And then you bow forward. And then where's the rhythm of the breath? And for a second, close your eyes and forget this visual world, which is in the eye of yoga philosophy is illusion, maya,
right? Maya is illusion. And no matter what the pose is to the external world, can you find a sense of buoyancy in it? Can you imagine your breath as waves oscillating throughout? Maybe tiny waves, maybe not. It doesn't matter how far you reach. Can you feel that, there's something soft about it and tender and at ease? Feel the torso up. Oh my, bend the right knee as well and just reach your arms up. And then there's no pretty way out of this. I was coming up with a pretty way out of this, but we're too packed in to make it pretty. So how about we shimmy to hands and knees? That was not pretty. Oh, my rhythmic gymnast background is just crying right now. Do a couple of cat cows. It's at least 5 points taken off of the routine. Thank God I'm no longer being graded. One more breath. Except by myself, which tends to be the strictest person, right? And then downward facing dog. Ah, why do you think I picked up yoga? Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Inhale, left leg up. Step it through, warrior one. I owed you this. And warrior two. Reverse the warrior. Straighten both legs, squeeze through the thighs, pivot into Trikonasana. Triangle. Breathing. So it's a high triangle in order to enable you full control of the abdominal muscles. And then let's take the upper arm, reach it towards the back door, flex the palm back, and then find a place where you get a stretch. So I sometimes get it best when I look up, but maybe you're different than me. Maybe you tuck your chin, but you're really searching for a nice sensation and breathing and steadiness. Ease. And then gently bring the head in a neutral position. Reverse the warrior. Inhale. Exhale. Plank pose through Chaturanga. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Big breath in. Big breath out. Walk your feet through your hands, sit down on your tush, roll onto your back. Happy baby. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. One more deep breath in and out. Hug your knees to chest and then press to bridge pose. Lift the hips up. Again, being steady here. And we did plenty of shoulder openers, so if you're gonna go to a wheel, you probably, it's after this class. Don't do it if you have wrist or shoulder injuries, it's just not worth it. Thank you. And slowly release down. Hug your knees into your chest. Choose the inversion of your choice. Shoulder stand, headstand, or put a block under your tush. Just observe the experience right now. It's different every time. Just like I found out that I can't teach the same class twice, even if I meant to. Turned out totally different. External elements, students different, right? But it doesn't mean it's not good, it's just different. That's why I can go back to the same locations and to the same experiences. It's just never gonna be. That doesn't mean it's not as good. Maybe it's not perfect. So what? Wubby subby. Just had to say it one last time. Shoulder stand, go back to plow, bend your knees. Breathe. And then roll up to a seat. Let's take fish pose. And I like to put just the fingertips under my tush. So as I recline back, I extend up and back, and the extension and the movement of up and back glides my hands under my butt. So that way where I'm lifting a little bit more, breathing a little steadier. And how about we take one big lion? Inhale. Slowly release down to your back. Hug your knees into your chest. And take the knees over to spiral position to the right, arms out to letter T. And I finally understand my teacher, David Swenson, who has always gotten in fights with the yoga festival organizers because they want to have a perfect description of your class. And every time they ask him, what you gonna teach? He said, yoga. That wasn't good enough. And he said, I can't tell you what I'm gonna teach. I know that. Indeed, it's right. Big breath in. Big breath out. Big breath in. Big breath out. And then pivot it over to the other side. Let it spiral through. Center. Take a big breath. Let it go. Shavasana. Let go of the body. Allow it to relax the muscles. Let go the emotions in the mind by giving it permission to wonder and be imperfect. Just let it be.
breath in. Hold that breath in.
Let it go. Wiggle fingers and toes. Curl over to the right. Press yourself up to a seat, hands to heart. Take an inhale. Teaching. Peace be with you. Namaste. Thanks, everyone.